Let's rank the best and worst expensive January transfers of all time. With the transfer window closing in Europe on Monday, this inspired me to take a closer look at some of the best and worst big money in-season business football clubs have done. For currency's sake, we'll be using euros today. I'll begin with the fifth worst, Fernando Torres to Chelsea from Liverpool for 58.5 million, establishing himself at Liverpool as a goal-scoring threat. Immediately upon arrival from Atletico, Chelsea was looking for scoring help. A rare mid-season swap between Prem powerhouses saw Fernando take off the red for the blue of Chelsea. It didn't go well, as he only scored one goal the rest of the way that season in 18 games with Chelsea, and he never really regained his magic after that. At number 4, Diego Costa to Atletico Madrid from Chelsea for 60 million. Despite this move being finalized in September of 2017, he would not be eligible to play for Atletico till January, so we'll let it slide. Diego Costa was one of the most feared and dangerous strikers in the Prem. Chelsea wanted to dispose of his hot temper, returning to his home club Atletico, but he didn't repay them back in goals as they would have hoped, never scoring double digits again. The third worst, Christian Pulisic to Chelsea from Borussia Dortmund for 64 million. An up-and-coming prospect from the factory known as Dortmund, Chelsea were hoping they were getting a star in the making, and despite a promising first season, it just got worse every season after that, with Chelsea finally tapping out in 2023. At number 2, Mihailo Mudryk to Chelsea from Shakhtar for 70 million. Much the same scenario for Chelsea as the Pulisic move. Mudryk was trending up with Shakhtar. The promising winger has not yet been given a full opportunity to establish himself in Chelsea yet. Perhaps there is time for him to remove himself from this list eventually. The worst big money transfer in January is Philippe Coutinho to Barca from Liverpool for an absurd 135 million. This move added to the financial mess that occurred in Barca. The club was already stacked and didn't really need Coutinho, but they took him anyways. Despite playing well when given the opportunity, the ridiculous price tag never justified the purchase. Barca lost a lot of money on this deal. And now let's move on to the 5 best pieces of business done in the January transfer window. At number 5, it's Cody Gakpo to Liverpool from PSV for a bargain 42 mil. A nifty piece of business from Liverpool. He's only doubled his market value since joining the Reds, and is a key part of what I think is the best club in Europe currently. He's elevated his game, being paired with fellow Dutchman gaffer Arne Slot. At number 4, Luis Diaz to Liverpool from FC Porto for 52 million. I'm sensing a trend here on why Liverpool are so successful today. Another smart signing. Diaz has been nothing but class since joining the Reds, having consistently providing offensive flair from the left wing. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang to Arsenal from Borussia Dortmund for 63.7 million. Little did Arsenal fans know that this striker they received from Dortmund would become such a big fan favorite, capturing their hearts as soon as he arrived, following it up with 30 and 29 goal seasons. And number 2, Bruno Fernandes to Man U from Sporting for 65 mil. Perhaps the only bright spot in the modern era of transfers when it comes to Manchester United. This one actually worked out. Bruno set the bar high while playing at Sporting and continued that standard after a move to the Premiership. He's been United's rock and most consistent player since his arrival. And now the best piece of business done in January, Virgil van Dijk to Liverpool from Southampton for 84.7 million. The best big money January transfer of all time. Well worth the spicy price tag. Virgil has established himself as one of the finest defenders in all the land. With Virgil on the field on any given night, you can guarantee that Liverpool will be tough to beat.